look, it was a low-brow, low-key, poorly organized, and largely indicative of illegitimacy event, where you had very poor attendance. You had two of the biggest teams in the country built to play in the stadium, and less of that, the attendance wasn't as great as you normally would have. The stadium is normally very full when these teams meet, and that was not the case today. Harare was a normal Sunday. The church was full to capacity. So clearly you had some people being bussed in from all these areas, but that couldn't make up the numbers, even when people are bussed in and paid to attend events. As a matter of fact, the aura of legitimacy was all over this show. You couldn't see any smiley faces. The city doesn't look like anything. Just imagine if we're inaugurating President Chamisa today, this city would have been beaming with life, with joy and hope. And that is the opposite of what, you know, the opposite of that is what we're seeing in the city of Harare. But there are larger concerns when you look at how the events proceeded at the National Sports Stadium, where you had a vice president having to give some kind of official speech. And that is usually not not the case because you are inaugurating a president. It indicates and signifies a serious conflict within the party, where the vice president is, instead of subduing himself to the president, is trying to assert his own authority, and that is dangerous.
It appears as if Mr. Mnangagwa wants to talk to you as the MTC alliance or the MTC team. What could be your reaction if he invites you to the table and says, let's work together?
Well, as President Nelson Chamisa said yesterday, it is very clear to him that those who won the election, those who have stolen your goods, cannot be responsible for calling you to the table to discuss how you can share those goals. What they should necessarily do is agree and accept that they stole the election, and then on the basis of their fears and their desires, we look at how we move the nation forward. And President Chamisa also said, it is not about him, it is not about power, it is about the people of Zimbabwe and their rights to be governed on consent, the social contract. And that is certainly what we're looking at. President Chamisa will talk to anyone who wants to progress specific issues around free and fair elections, specific issues around restoring the people's democratic rights and giving the government, giving them a government they have chosen. So those are the only main issues that we can have a discussion on, whether President Nelson Chamisa is a government or not. That's what he wants to progress, that's what he wants to push forward. He will push that forward now, and he would have pushed it forward had his election not been stolen.
Now, looking at what you have done in terms of taking this matter to the you know, African Union Commission for Human Rights, what is your thrust there, and do you think that this constitutional court decision can be reversed, or you're just simply working
on it? Well, look, it's not about the reversal of any decision. It is about living in a society of truth. It is about saying the truth out to be known. It is about having a competent court. Look, we live in a country where not even a single institution retains or has any credibility. And it is important that we do have decisions that are made that are credible. The African Commission can make a credible decision by examining the evidence that that is there and not ducking the issues and going along with an argument that's being pushed by a political party rather than the evidence that is being brought by parties to case. And as a matter of fact, the Commission, in our view, will be able to look at the evidence. We'll be able to say it is wholly unreasonable to suggest that 300,000 people voted in less than 1,000 polling stations in 1 hour. It is impossible. It is a scientific impossibility. If you throw a stone up in the air, it goes down because there's gravity. The rules of gravity will apply. And for that reason, the rules of possibility and reality do not apply where you assume that you would more than 10, 20 people voting in 1 second. That can't be done because you have to verify the person's identity, give them ballot papers. They have to cross, to put a cross in the candidate of their choice. And that will take about over 10, 5 minutes, below 10 minutes. And it means that you cannot, not even if you had angels in these polling stations, you could not have over 300,000 people vote in Mashonaland Central within an hour. It's impossible. You could give them 3 hours, still won't happen. Give them 5 hours, still won't happen. Even in 11 hours, you only had 105,000 people voting. So the fact that the election was stolen is beyond doubt. The fact that the court decided not to look at that is what is shocking the world. 10 plus 4 equals 14. It is not equals 40, and I don't have to prove that it's not equals 40. It's just system.
And so what's the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Well, look, Zimbabwe will still realize that the struggle goes on. The hope is not dying, and the desire for democracy continues. The president said yesterday that it's not over yet, and it's not going to be over until this country has enjoys the same rights and the same probabilities to improve economically, socially, and politically as any other society in the world. The president said that if there are any people who think that he's afraid of death, well, in this struggle, he's died many times, he's already dead, and he's willing to continue on that path, and there's nothing to lose. So we're very clear that the people of Zimbabwe are not going to accept this, and they're going to exercise all their rights, including those that are encapsulated in international conventions, as well as in our constitution in Section 59.